In 2012, voters handed the board its first levy defeat since 1967. Jennifer Rouse Culp is the board superintendent.
If we are unsuccessful in passing our levy, we will have to cut some of the folks that we currently are serving.
She says cuts would hit home care services and self-sufficiency programs for the developmentally disabled. The agency projects a near $4 million deficit next year after losing $2 million in state funding. Without new funds, people with developmental disabilities could be waiting years to get services.
We have made administrative cuts over the last 5 years so that we would not have to go back to the voter. When you've made those cuts, you're now at a point where the number of people needing services has increased and our dollars have only stretched so far.
If approved, the 1.75 mil levy would cost the owner of a $100,000 home about $62 per year. For WYSO, I'm Wayne Baker reporting.